Hello and welcome to another episode in the Naxos Sounds Interesting series, an engaging potpourri of musical topics. This episode is called Day In, Day Out. If there's a man for all seasons, is there music for each day? The answer seems to be yes, so let's get cracking. We start the week with one of Naxos's major artists, conductor Marin Alsop, performing music by George Bogatko, his In a Monday Mood, described by the composer as a ballad-like tune written to evoke that sleepy, slow, slightly overcast feeling we all experience on a rainy Monday morning back to work. Prior to Marin Alsop's success on the conductor's podium, she shone as a violinist, and our first audio clip features her in the ensemble called String Fever, described by the New York Post as follows. The virtuoso musicians of this unique band have forged one of the most exciting musical concepts in years, crossing musical boundaries in all directions. Here's Marin in a 1991 recording of In a Monday Mood that features her as lead violinist of the ensemble, which she founded some 10 years earlier. Next up is Fat Tuesday, or Mardi Gras, as it's better known. The name reflects the carnival-like celebrations that begin on or after the Christian Feast of Epiphany and culminate on Shrove Tuesday, the day preceding the solemn arrival of Ash Wednesday and the fasting and reflection that eventually lead to Easter Day. The core message of Mardi Gras, therefore, is to let the good times roll. American composer Richard Daniel Poor wrote his first book of preludes, titled Enchanted Garden, in 1992. They comprise five short pieces for piano that were inspired by his dreams. Here's how he introduces Mardi Gras, the second prelude in the set. This set of preludes for solo piano was inspired by my dream life, the juxtaposition of and contrast between my experience of subconscious dreams and conscious reality. In a sense, this work is a garden of the mind. Mardi Gras, the second movement, resulted from a dream I had of the Berlin Philharmonic and its late music director dancing and marching, instruments in hand, down the streets of the French Quarter in New Orleans. Or was it the West Village in New York? In a less flamboyant mood, but still in the spirit of the observances of that period in the Christian year, we now have choral music by the 20th century British composer Edmund Rubra to represent a Wednesday, specifically Holy Wednesday, which is the Wednesday of Holy Week that culminates in Easter Sunday. It also recalls the moment when Judas betrayed Jesus. From Rubra's Nine Tenebrae Responsories, we hear Judas Mercator Pessimus, Judas, worst of merchants.
Judas Mercator Pessimus.
Continuing that somber mood, we now hear one of the Songs of Innocence and Experience by the American composer Kenneth Fuchs, who gives this introduction to the work. Songs of Innocence and of Experience is a cycle of four songs for baritone voice and a chamber ensemble of flute, oboe, violoncello, and harp. It sets texts from William Blake's iconic two-part illustrated collection of poems titled Songs of Innocence and of Experience, published in 1794. I composed these settings in the fall of 1977 while an undergraduate composition student at the University of Miami in Florida. They are among a few of my earliest compositions still performed today. I chose two songs from each book of Blake's poems to create a cycle that contrasts bucolic innocence with the harsh realities of human existence. Holy Thursday describes the scene of London's orphaned children on display at St. Paul's Cathedral, examples of the city's beneficence in the midst of poverty. The music is bleak, with stark intervals of the fourth and fifth, and no triadic resolution. The text reads as follows. Is this a holy thing to see in a rich and fruitful land? Babes reduced to misery, fed with cold and usurious hand? Is that trembling cry a song? Can it be a song of joy? And so many children poor? It is a land of poverty. And their sun does never shine, and their fields are bleak and bare, and their ways are filled with thorns. It is eternal winter there. For wherever the sun does shine, and wherever the rain does fall, babe can never hunger there, nor poverty the mind appall.
With cold and usurious hand. Is that trembling cry a song? Can it be a song of joy? And so many children poor. It is a land of poverty. And their sun does never shine, and their fields are bleak and bare.
For the Friday slot, we owe a debt of gratitude to Clive House, which was once a small preparatory school for boys situated in North Wales. The head teacher's name was Bobby Britton, more formally and fully Robert Harry Marsh Britton, who died in 1987. You may have already deduced that he was the elder brother of the celebrated composer Benjamin Britton, who gifted his collection of songs titled Friday Afternoons to the school's choir that rehearsed on Friday Afternoons. Written between 1933 and 1935 and scored for upper voices and piano, it is the first of many works Britton wrote for children. From the 12 songs that make up Friday Afternoons, we hear Fishing Song, with its lilting 5 beats in a bar. For the Saturday slot, we have one of the 4 dance episodes that Aaron Copland assembled for his score for the ballet Rodeo. Completed in 1942, it was first staged that year by the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, with choreography by Agnes DeMille, niece of the celebrated Hollywood film producer Cecil B. DeMille, and one of the most distinguished American ballerinas of the day. The subtitle of the ballet, The Courting at Burnt Ranch, describes accurately enough its slender plot. The cowboys chase every woman they see, but pay little attention to the girl working with them on the ranch. The situation changes, however, when she appears at a Saturday night ball dressed for the occasion. Here's the music for that episode, titled Saturday Night Waltz. Thank you. To round off our musical week, we have Peter Briner's Sunday Morning on Sunday, a somewhat emphatic title that precedes a more soothing interlude for piano and orchestra that certainly won't have you leaping out of bed to take the dog for a walk, which is no doubt the whole purpose of its restful mood.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this Naxos Sounds Interesting podcast. For the text version, visit blog.naxos.com, where you'll also find an alternative audio series devoted exclusively to new releases from Naxos.